This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In a step that would have seemed unthinkable just 2 weeks ago, a majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledged to disband the police department. A member of the council said on Twitter, quote, "A veto-proof majority of the Minneapolis City Council just publicly agreed that the Minneapolis Police Department is not reformable and that we're going to end the current policing system," end quote. At a rally in the city, which is in the state of Minnesota, council members said they plan to invest in community-led safety initiatives instead of the police department. The outpouring of outrage and demands for sweeping police reforms follows the killing of George Floyd 2 weeks ago today. The 46-year-old black man died after being pinned by the neck for nearly 9 minutes by a white officer's knee. A bystander's cell phone captured the scene as Floyd pleaded with the officer, saying, "I can't breathe." Two other policemen helped hold Floyd down, while a fourth stood watch between onlookers and the other officers. This is not just a measure suggested by Minneapolis leaders. Protesters have been making the demand defund the police as they show their anger at the police custody death of Floyd and other black Americans killed by police officers. The measure is not necessarily about gutting police department budgets. Supporters of the idea say it is time for the country to address systemic issues in policing in America and spend more on what communities need, like housing and education. The toppling of a statue of a slave trader by anti-racism protesters in the English port city of Bristol has given new urgency to a debate about how Britain should confront some of the darkest chapters of its history. The statue of Edward Colston, who made a fortune in the 17th century from trading in West African slaves, was torn down and thrown into Bristol Harbor Sunday. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman said the removal of the statue was a criminal act. Others countered such processes had failed to recognize the pain caused by the legacy of slavery. France's police watchdog said Monday it had received almost 1,500 complaints against officers last year as the country reels from protests against perceived racism and brutality. About half of the complaints were for alleged violence against civilians, according to a report of the IGPN watchdog. French President Emmanuel Macron urges government to accelerate steps to improve police ethics amid widespread public anger over alleged abuses. NASCAR paused before Sunday's Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway in Georgia to acknowledge the country's social unrest. The governing body vowed to do a better job of addressing racial injustice in the wake of George Floyd's death. During their warm-up laps, the 40 cars pulled to a stop in front of the empty grandstands and shut off their engines to hear from NASCAR President Steve Phelps. He told them, "Our sport must do better," end quote. Before the race, Bubba Wallace donned a black T-shirt with the words, "I can't breathe." Wallace is the only black driver in NASCAR's top series. According to Johns Hopkins University tallies, the world hit two new COVID-19 milestones overnight, surpassing 400,000 deaths and 7 million confirmed infections. The United States has more than 110,000 deaths and more than 1.9 million infections. Moscow's mayor said Monday it is lifting its months-long coronavirus lockdown, declaring the pandemic was on the wane. He says it's possible to resume normal life during the course of June. The comments came shortly after Russia announced a partial reopening of its borders, saying it would allow people who needed to work, study, get medical treatment, or look after relatives to travel abroad for the first time since late March. Writing on his personal blog, the mayor said, "Moscow can practically get back to its usual rhythm of life," end quote. Russia continues to report thousands of new infections daily. Its nationwide tally is the third highest in the world, but the number of cases in Moscow has more than halved. Lockdowns prevented 3.1 million deaths in 11 European countries. That, according to a new modeling study published Monday, as most nations tiptoe out of the strict measures to halt the spread of the new coronavirus. Research by Imperial College London, whose scientists are advising the British government on the virus, found that restrictions such as stay-at-home orders had worked to bring the epidemic under control. Criminals are seizing on a surge in job losses to steal unemployment benefits from Americans nationwide. The uptick in crime complicates an already tough situation for millions of financially strapped Americans and overwhelms state unemployment offices. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.